The constant flow of refugees from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan into Europe and the Balkans through Greece leapt back into the headlines today. This morning, Macedonian police just across the border fence from Greece used tear gas and stun guns on frustrated refugees who broke down the fence between the two countries. Thousands of refugees have been stuck for days at the crossing, chanting, "Open the border," and "We want to go to Serbia." BBC World Affairs correspondent Richard Galpin has been covering this story. He's back in London now. And Richard, this has been somewhat off the radar for Americans in the middle of a heated election. We know that refugees are still coming into Greece, traveling across open waters, many still drowning in that crossing. But catch us up. Why are so many stuck at this particular crossing?
Essentially, what's happened over the past few weeks is that a whole series of restrictions have been imposed on the borders leading on the routes from Greece up to Western Europe, which is the very common migrant trail. And essentially, a number of countries, starting off with Austria, have imposed limits on the numbers of refugees and migrants which they will either take in as asylum seekers or allow to transit their country. And those numbers have come right down. And the figure now, as far as we understand it, seems to be around about 600 per day going through the Balkans route. And Macedonia, I was there just a couple of weeks ago, seems to be becoming very much the front line on that. Police teams from a lot of the Balkans countries like Croatia, Slovenia, and indeed from Austria and Serbia have all sent teams there to bolster that border and help the Macedonians control it. And of course, the refugees and migrants trying to reach Western Europe are increasingly frustrated. There's been a really big build-up, thousands upon thousands building up on the Greek side of the border, unable to cross. What's happened in terms of the restrictions, for example, they used to allow Syrians, Iraqis and Afghans through, and that in itself was a cut down from before. There were many different nationalities. Now they've even taken out Afghans. They are not allowed to cross. They've built a double fence along that border, and you have to have all the right documents with you to prove your identity, otherwise you won't be let through. So frustrations today have absolutely boiled over.
Well, let's step back and remind us why it is that, for instance, Afghans are not being allowed to cross. There's a debate in Europe as to who is a refugee from violence and civil war and who is just seeking a better economic climate.
Well, that's right. And it's a very important issue. And the question of how you define who is a genuine asylum seeker and refugee is critical in this. And it seems to be somewhat arbitrary because, as I say, these countries now are only taking Syrians and Iraqis. But of course, in Afghanistan, there is still violence. There is fighting between Afghan government forces and the Taliban. And there's also an element of Islamic State fighters who've set up themselves inside eastern Afghanistan. So the Afghans coming across, some of them clearly are genuine refugees fleeing from violence. But I think there is also an element who are not, that they've jumped on the bandwagon. There are some which have been living, for example, in Iran for a long time, who are now trying to come across. If you look at the figures of the sort of top nationalities coming across, trying to get into Greece and then to Western Europe, Syrians obviously are the biggest number, but Afghans are the second biggest number. 27% of these huge numbers are actually Afghans.
Yeah. Well, and when you say jump on the bandwagon, I know you don't mean that in the sort of the spirit of like, hey, let's go along for the ride, because it's a horrible trip and they risk their lives to do it. And as you said, many are escaping. Well, many Iraqis are escaping violence, a huge bombing in Baghdad over the weekend. But many Iraqis we know are turning back because if they were seeking a better economic life, they're not finding it. What is Angela Merkel saying about all of this? The Chancellor of Germany, who'd been pushing countries to receive more refugees, Germany is one of the destinations for many of them. What is she saying about all of this?
Well, she's very angry. She's saying that by imposing these restrictions, and of course, most of the countries who are doing this are EU member states, although not all of them. She's saying that they are not effectively abiding by the basic rules of the European Union, that the borders should be open and that genuine asylum seekers should be given the chance to prove their case and taken in. So she's been very critical, particularly of Austria, where this whole sort of chain reaction seems to have started with the imposing of very particular caps on the numbers that can come into the country. So she has really been speaking out, saying that, in particular, that Greece should not be made the victim in this. Obviously, the situation in Greece is already very fragile because of the economic crisis, and now they have tens of thousands of refugees and migrants building up inside the country. And this is the worst case scenario because they believe, you know, obviously financially it's very expensive to look after so many people, and they don't have the facilities. They're desperately trying to build more camps and to get other reception centres set up. But they're talking about already around about 25,000 in the country, and more and more people obviously arriving every day.
That's the BBC's Richard Galpin covering the migrant crisis on the border of Greece and Macedonia. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you.